This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. It becomes very clear very quickly that Leanne LaHava's most recent album is all hers. Not only is it self-titled, not only is the album art a portrait of her, she's also stepped into the producer's role this time around. And the result is an album more confident and more personal than anything she has ever done before. Today, you will hear Leanne LaHava talk about taking things into her own hands to make this record, and she performs some of the songs from the album live for you, beginning with this recording she made for World Cafe of Can't Fight. This is Leanne LaHava.
Seems that I won't be warned, and certainly I saw a sign. I raged like a woman scorned, but something about you got me gone. You're pulling me back and I'm going under. A little peace, a little love, a little bliss, is that enough? I can't fight away this love. I knew that I should give you up. I tried to run, but got my heart stuck. I can't fight away this love. Can't fight away this love. Things that I want and need, they always seem to be at odds with me. Why? When did heaven get this heavy? Everything's right until it's wrong. Something about you feels like a home. Baby, you know that you got me gone. You're pulling me back and I'm going under. A little peace, a little love, a little bliss, is that enough? I can't find a way, there's love. I knew that I should give you up. I tried to run, but got my heart stuck. Can't fight away this love. I knew that I should give you up. I tried to run, but got my heart stuck. I can't fight away this love. I knew that I should give you up. I tried to run, but I got my heart stuck.
That was Can't Fight, performed live by Leanne LaHava for World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. Leanne LaHava is my guest today. Leanne, welcome back to the World Cafe.
Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good today. Thanks.
Good. It's been 5 years since your last record, and that's when we last had you on the cafe. Your new album came out back in the summer. It is self-titled. It's got a portrait of you on the cover. You produced it yourself. And I want to get into all of that in just a minute. But first, there's a song on it that you've been performing live for a long time. It's a cover of this.
In the deepest ocean, the bottom of the sea,
Fishes by Radiohead. You cover that song on your new album. What first drew you to Weird Fishes?
Well, I just think it's a really good song. I first listened to it probably 10 years ago. I was in my late teens and I was, you know, going through a lot of changes in my life, and those songs, the whole album In Rainbow, those songs just really did something to my chemistry. They just kind of changed me. I don't know. I just think they're beautiful really perfectly recorded and performed and soulful. I think it's an incredibly soulful album. So the song Weird Fishes in particular struck me because it has such strong imagery. And I was listening to it on shuffle in the street when I was just walking somewhere, and the weather in England that day was very strange, overcast, almost like a storm, but then sunshine was on one side and then a grey cloud was on the other side. And I just felt like the sound that I was hearing and what I was seeing in the sky was absolutely perfect. Mm-hmm. So it kind of changed the way I sort of saw music.
You've said that recording this song helped you to find your sound and musical identity. Mm-hmm. How did it do that?
Well, just the process of recording it. I was basically allowed to do whatever I wanted to do. Not that I haven't had that kind of freedom in my life as a recording artist, but it felt very, you know, because I got it all the elements together myself, you know, and I really took control of producing this album, and I made sure that I did it with absolutely only the people I, you know, was previously close to and had strong relationships with, people I really trusted. And it's the first song that I recorded with my band, like fully with my band and live, you know, singing live as well. And it just happened to go really well that day too. So what you hear in the album is exactly as it went that day. So I'm proud of it for many reasons, but yeah, that's why.
Okay, well, let's listen to some of the album version of Weird Fishes.
In the deepest ocean, the bottom of the sea, you're
album version of Weird Fishes from Leanne LaHavis. And maybe you could point out if there's anything here where you put twists on it that really felt like they were really, really you. Like, what were the things about this cover on the album that you were the most excited about?
Yeah, so first of all, I believe that halftime is my thing. Like, I'm halftime. So when we did the drum beat, I just thought, yeah, that's perfect. I think everything should be in halftime. I think my heart beats in halftime. I walk in halftime. So that felt like very appropriate. That felt like something I could really, you know, groove with, basically. And then the chords, I remember learning it and I was feeling quite intimidated by the chords. And then as I got into it, I realized these are voicings that I often use myself. And that's probably why it like caught my ear, because I hear those chords a lot. So I suddenly felt very safe.
We're going to hear you play a solo acoustic version of that you recorded for us right now. It's Leanne LaHavis with a cover of Weird Fishes.
Stars. reason not to follow.
Heard Leanne LaHavist performing her live version of the song Weird Fishes, originally by Radiohead. She covered it for her new self-titled album. It's also your first self-produced album, and I'm going to quote you here. You said in an interview, "I got my own way with everything. All the decisions that you hear on this album were mine."
Hell yeah.
Why did you want to self-produce this time?
I just always wanted to, and different circumstances meant that, you know, I was collaborating with lots of people, which was absolutely amazing. I'm not trying to downplay my experiences. But yeah, it's something I always had a really strong desire to do.
In the 5 years since you released your last album, I believe it was you were 25 and now you're 30. Am I right?
Yes.
Those 5 years.
One now, actually.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Thanks. Went those, so fast, but yeah.
Those 5 years of your late 20s, like those are really big years when it comes to sort of finding yourself and finding your voice and, you know, life experience. And so, you know, to come out of those years with a self-produced, self-titled album with a portrait of you on the front, it's so unapologetically you.
Yeah.
What got you to a place where you were ready to put yourself out there this way?
I love how you've described that, by the way, because it, I didn't really realize how much of a statement that is, maybe, to, for my third album to be the self-titled one and for it to have such a big, you know, big face moment. But I did want that moment. I wanted that big face thing, that kind of statement of this is who I am and this is where I am. You know, I hate being misunderstood. It like, it brings me great trauma. It's like, you know, when you're being like, an analogy would be, you know, when someone is holding your forehead back and you're trying to punch.
Yeah, yes.
And you can't reach the person. Like, that is the kind of thing I have nightmares about.
Right.
So I guess that's why I do what I do in the first place.
When you are in charge of everything and when you are putting yourself out there like that, it's kind of like that saying where they're like, with great power comes great responsibility. There's always sort of the other side. So there's pressure, right?
Big time.
What was going through your head when you finally got to put this album out into the world?
God, well, all sorts of things, you know, because 2020. I was strangely, I don't know, I was going to say calm, but I went through a range of emotions, if I'm honest. I had calm moments thinking how proud I am that I'm able to release an album this year and then also this album I'm really proud of, you know, because I like it. And then also, you know, super excited, but then, you know, a little anxious because I have got more personal than I ever have been in music. So I just wondered if that was going to be a problem, but it's fine. Yeah.
There does seem to be sort of a thread that ties it all together, and it is a very personal sounding album. Mm. What can you tell us about the narrative concept of the record?
Well, I don't know if it's obvious, but it's about a relationship. Or I guess it's kind of inspired by how I was feeling. And I wanted to document my feelings throughout this relationship. It ended up starting off about the relationship, but then it turned into more, it was about me and how I got through it and how I grew as a result of the things I had learned.
We're going to hear you perform your song Paper Thin next. There are lyrics in the song that seem like they're, you know, optimistic, at least a bit.
I still had a little bit of hope.
Yeah.
At that point. And then after that song, no more hope.
Really? Yeah, yeah. I heard it started with a FaceTime conversation. if you don't want to go into that, that's okay. But if you want, could you tell us about that?
I mean, I'll say that it made me see a different side to the person. Sometimes you think you know. Sometimes you think you've got a pretty good first impression of someone, and then you see what they are struggling with. Mm-hmm. You can see something else. So that's basically what happened to me. And I was struck by this reality check, I guess.
Right. Mm. Well, let's listen to the song. This is Leanne LaHavis performing Paper Thin. Thank you.
paper thin. God only knows the pain you're in. But the future's bright. You've got God on your side. He's listening. Love yourself, or else you can't love no one else. I know your pain is real, but you won't let it heal. Paper thin, if you're trying to lose, you'll never win. It's your life, but you're not the only one who's suffering. That's enough. I know you're made of better stuff, baby. You gotta roam free, please. Don't forget about me. Oh, give me the other key. Oh, your heart's wide open. There must be another key. Left your heart wide open. Yeah. Just give me the other key. Your heart is an open door. So let me love you. I just wanna love you. Paper thin. You understand the pain I'm in. Slipping in and out of such confidence and overwhelming doubt. But if I love myself, I know I can't be no one else. Oh no, don't go. 'Cause I need you so. Give me the other key. Oh, your heart's wide open. There must be another key. Left your heart wide open. Just give me the other key. Your heart is an open door. So let me love you. I just wanna love you.
Recorded live for World Cafe, that was Leanne LaHavis with Paper Thin off her latest album. I'm Raina Duris. I'm speaking with Leanne LaHavis today. You recorded most of this album in London after spending a lot of time in LA. What difference did that make, spending the time in London, for you when it came to your creative process?
I think it was so about my mindset. I think psychologically, LA had become, you know, or where I was in my head, it sort of became the place where I was, the relationship I was in had become very oppressive, you know, and it had stifled me in many ways creatively. So coming back home was symbolically just a kind of getting the space to think, you know, getting the headspace back. And it wasn't like being in LA or being in London. It was just my perspective, because actually I learned so many valuable lessons from being immersed in the creative culture in LA and the recording culture there, because people are so like, they love to work there. They love recording all day, all night. It's encouraged. And, you know, you have 24-hour restaurants because they know there's going to be some guy in the studio at 3 a.m. Being creative. So I loved that. It inspired me to be creative whenever possible. And I just took what was valuable to me and then made an album with the space, with the headspace I had been longing for.
Right. I read that your friends would help you choose which songs would end up on this album. Yes. How did that work?
I mean, basically, we would just all be together back when we could all be together. Oh my God, I got nostalgic. But yeah, we'd all be hanging out. And they just like harass me to play them new material. So I would play them stuff. And if I didn't cringe and if they didn't cringe, then I would know that I was onto something good. So I do see it like my friends really did help me to A&R this record.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, they, you know, I feel like your friends are so good at just making you feel confident about who you already are, you know. So it felt like my safe space to share intimate things like that, like my songs. Like, yeah, they're usually the first person I play them to. I don't play them to my parents.
You don't? No. Yeah, no. I feel like it's a very clear line. There's like artists I talk to who are like, I play everything for my parents and they love it. Or artists who are like, I would never play a thing for my parents unless they absolutely begged me.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like the only time was when my mom was really like, oh, please play me something. And then I was like, okay, but then I don't want any opinions.
Yeah.
Because my mom has the, she's like, I value her opinion. So I think if I play it to her before it's finished, then I'm not going to be able to handle her input, you know?
Sure.
So I wait till it's absolutely finished.
There's some like, you know, intimate things on this album that I feel like playing for your parents might be uncomfortable at first.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, and that's the thing, like sometimes, what if you get a question like, oh, what did you mean in that lyric? And I'm like, I don't want to tell you, Mum. So, well, yeah.
Did the process of going home and finding that combination of work styles that you picked up change how you now make goals for yourself or how you look at the future of your career?
Yeah. In a word, yes, it did change. I think I'm ambitious. I've always been a little bit ambitious, but I think I was always very, you know, self-critical at the same time. So now I'm more accepting of myself and how I am, but I'm still really ambitious. And I think those things, you know, like the working all the time and, you know, doing other things to influence your creativity, I like all of that now. I used to feel like, oh, if I'm watching a film, then I'm just distracting myself from being creative. But actually, absorbing other art is really healthy for you, I think, you know?
Yes.
And can inspire music.
We're going to hear you perform one more song for us today. It is called Bittersweet. You sound so free when you sing the line, I'm born again. Could you tell us about that moment when, like, what you were singing about when you sing I'm born again?
I probably was well, not probably, but I think that I'm talking about going into a new phase of your life and getting to a point of clarity. You know, when you've been so cloudy and murky for a really long time and you felt brain fog and absolutely no sign of, you know, being released from that part of your processing. So I found finally some light, you know, and it felt appropriate to say the imagery of being kind of cleansed by a seasonal summer rain.
No, that's like, I think that's a wonderful answer.
But yeah, I hope that helps.
It does help. Let's take a listen to the song. It's Leanne LaHavis performing Bittersweet live for World Cafe.
Please stop asking, do you still love me? Don't have much to say, let's speak in the morning. Please don't do this, I'm too far away. Don't know what to tell you, babe, no more hanging around. Hanging around. Oh, now my sun's going down. Oh, telling me. Oh, telling me that something ain't right. Bittersweet summer rain, I'm born again. Ooh.
Leanne LaHavas with Bittersweet, performed live for World Cafe. That is from her latest self-titled album. Leanne has been my guest today. Leanne, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been such a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much. My pleasure as well. I got love for you guys. So yeah.
Well, we have love for you too.
Yeah.
I'm Raina Duras. I'll be back in just a moment with more World Cafe.